Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Wondering if you're looking forward to a nice glass of something in a few hours' time? Well, will you be choosing something yourself? There is so much wine and so many kinds to choose from. So how do you know what is a good one, and just how do you pick one that tastes good and doesn't break the bank? Peter Marchant is a sommelier with Spices Retreats Group and a beverage manager at Spices Clovelly Estate in Montville. If anyone can tell you how to pick a good wine without spending a fortune, it's my good old budget-friendly friend, Peter Marchant. Good to see you, buddy.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. The gold medal stickers,
yep.
The price tag, yep. The label itself, the flavour notes on the back. There are so many things to think about when buying a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
But how can you be sure that what you're about to pay for isn't going to taste revolting?
The short answer is you cannot.
Oh, bother.
I know, I'm sorry.
Peter.
I know, there's no golden golden rule here, unfortunately. I think the big thing is for most people is where you're buying it from has a massive amount to do with it. And what I mean by that is if you're buying at a restaurant, you might talk to the sommelier and get a recommendation from them. If you're going to retail, do the same thing. Get to know the people who are selling you the wine and tell them what you're looking for, and they should be able to assist. The easy way for me is I always say to people, if they don't know what they want to drink, is always say to them, do you feel like something light, medium, or full? And then we'll go from there. So that sort of will give me a bit of a scope of where to play with. And I also often ask them what they normally drink, what they normally enjoy, because that gives me a whole scope of sort of where I should head. And generally people will say, I like Adelaide Hills Sauvignon Blanc, or I like Pinot Noir, or I like Shiraz.
Oh, it's got to be a New Zealand Pinot Noir talking about it.
Potentially, absolutely. But whatever it is that someone likes, if you can tell someone what you like, they'll be able to point you in a direction that's either similar or different if you want to try something different as well.
Mm.
I suppose that, you know, the big thing, and we'll probably talk about, you know, the inevitable, which is the bag in box, the invention that the Australian wine industry did. We're really happy about producing goon bags. But the thing with those is that I suppose the challenge is the history of them in this country has been very, very large and very, very cheap. And what's happening across the market is they are getting a little bit smaller. We're tending to see more premium wines coming into these. And what I mean by premium is they're
premium
coming
wines in boxes.
In boxes or bags.
Or cans.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep,
so
okay.
there's a fair few producers now in Australia, but a couple in particular playing with. They've affectionately been called the Bagnum, and it's basically a 1,500-mil, almost like a Tetra Pak, full of wine. And they last around 4 weeks, but the big thing with them is that they are so much better for the environment. The waste is about 80% less. The transport is so much less because of the weight. There's so many positives about it. I remember probably about 15 years ago now, I was selling wine, and one of the producers came up with a 750-mil, it looked like a milk pack, but in a popper, like a big popper full of wine that was designed specifically for hotels and resorts that didn't want to have glass around the pool, also for aircraft, because of the waste and because of the weight. And it just hasn't taken off. So it's one of those things where I think there's still a lot of work to go with that. There's certainly countries in Europe. I was speaking to a colleague earlier this morning. He's got a colleague that he works with in Spain who produces wine specifically for the Nordic countries that are very much about waste. Just worried about what's being left behind. If it's just a paper bag or a foil bag that can be recycled, then it's a really positive thing.
Fascinating. Peter Marchant with you on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. I bet you didn't expect to be told by a sommelier that you might want to consider wine in a bag if you're looking for a decent drop this evening or sometime this weekend. To what extent can we be guided by price, Peter? I mean, is it reasonable to say that you can get a decent quaffing wine for around $15?
Oh, I don't think you need to spend that.
Oh, really?
No, absolutely. No. A few years ago, there was a particular wine made by a very large producer in this country, which became a household staple at my house, and certainly by best mate's house, and I'm sure his wife, Sylv, is probably listening right now. We used to, and we still do to this day, enjoy wine that is very much under $10 because it is great value for money. It mm-hmm. provides exactly what we need. It's not exactly complex. No one's going to write a thesis about it. We're not going to be doing a Sermon on the Mount about the quality of this wine, but it's really easy to drink. And one of these things, I suppose, that most people are looking for is that's what they want.
Mm.
You know, we can sit there and we can ask if you want light, medium, or full, or all these questions about wine. And people, I suppose it comes down to, is it yummy? It's as simple as that. Yeah. Is it yummy?
Is it? Yeah, that's really all I want to know. Thank you. Because I feel an inordinate amount of pressure to achieve the right kind of syntax when it comes to wine selection.
And Does it
taste good, mate? Is it yummy?
The descriptors we use, you know, the orange blossom and all this kind of stuff.
The approachability
of
it.
Yeah, exactly right. Is it tasty? Yeah, great. I'll have a carton. Thank you very much. And if I can get a carton for $120, then that's all good. And I find it's funny, you know, that people sort of almost apologize to me when they find wines that are cheap. Like, oh, I've just been drinking this wine and it costs this. And it's like, that's awesome. That's really good. That's not a bad thing. I think enjoy that as much as possible. It's not to say that's all that's out there. And I think the thing with wine for me is that it's all about exploring. And so, you know, that sub $10 wine that I do enjoy from time to time is not the only wine that I will drink or taste. And so, again, it is part of the fun of wine is finding new things. So every now and then, you know, you have to kiss a few frogs to find a prince. Mm-hmm. You know, it's as simple as that, that you might have a couple of wines. You're like, you know what? I'm not really into Tempranillo from that part of the world. So I'm not going to have that anymore.
Yeah.
But then when you find something you do like, say, you know, all of a sudden I really do like Mornington Pinot Noir, then explore that. You know, there's 50 producers in the Mornington. Go down there, have a look around, or go to your bottle shop and buy different wines from that region. And then you'll find that you might like certain producers, and that's just what wine's all about.
How about restaurant wine? I mean, if you're at that position where you really don't want to drink much, maybe you're driving, you know, maybe you're not that into wine to begin with, you might think, oh, a glass might be nice with my meal.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to selecting a glass of wine only off a list on a restaurant, first off, that's a limited list anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, often you're offered the opportunity to taste a bit of the wine, but I always wonder how accommodating a restaurant really will be if I say, no, actually, I don't like that one, and I try another. Nope, don't like that one either. Like,
yeah.
To what degree is it acceptable that you taste?
I mean, I think if you're in an ice cream shop and you were having a taste of ice creams and you tasted 12 before you had one, they probably wouldn't be super happy about it. So you'd end up only having one scoop.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about giving them the information.
Sure.
You know, I really like this, this, and this. And then they can process that. That's their job. And to come back to you and go, I think you're going to like this one or this one. And if you don't like those, then sure, keep going until you find something. But realistically, it is part of their job and they should be able to tell by some of the information that you're giving them what you may like and to head in that direction as opposed to someone going, not listening at all and going, you're going to love this, it's amazing, when it's something that you just absolutely hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big one for me is when people say, oh, I'll have anything but Chardonnay, the ABC Club. What would you like to drink? Anything but Chardonnay. And my aim in life at that point in time is then to give them a Chardonnay.
Oh, yes. Right.
Because I want to see that it's not Chardonnay that they hate. It's a certain style of Chardonnay they hate. So it really depends. But you've got to be happy with what you're drinking. There's no point forcing yourself to drink something just because you feel bad. You know, take as much time as you want as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, because it is about a conscious, considered decision at the end of the day. And, you know, by the way, if you would like more information about alcohol and drinking responsibly, you can call the Alcohol Drug Information Service 24 hours a day. The Queensland number is 1-800-177-833. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast with Peter Marchant, sommelier, and fairly regular guest on this program until now, because Peter, we're bidding you a fond farewell after today.
Yes, it's very sad.
We'll have to head up to Spices if
you'll
we want
to come up to Montville
catch
to see
you.
Me. Yeah, I actually had some listeners in recently that came in, which was fantastic. So
there
yeah.
you go. Before you bid us adieu, some wise words to leave us with regarding wine selection.
I think the big thing is be open and taste. So when you're in a bottle shop and they've got things open, taste them, see what you like. Also, instead of buying one $20 bottle, buy two $10 bottles, have a play with it, see what you like, and just keep exploring. It's all fun. It's not as serious as we think it is. It's just a glass of wine.
Peter, it's been a pleasure having you today. You've been wonderful as ever. Thank you
Thanks,
for your
Kat.
Time. Peter Marchant is the sommelier with Spices Retreats Group, beverage manager at Spices Clovelly Estate in Montville, and an all-round good bloke.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.